Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're living in very strange times. You can say anything without any substantial information to back it up. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi says that she thinks Donald Trump is involved in a cover-up. But she didn't say what. Covering what? So they can just say anything, and what they say will get reported. And then if you want to, with no backup information, if you want to assume it's true, you assume it's true, and it works. I think most of the listeners to this radio station don't make those assumptions. You do a little homework. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning and welcome back. I missed you like I would miss my family member.
Well, how sweet of you. Thank you very much. What do you got for us today, Kathy?
I think the president should release his tax returns as soon as he institutes a new law requiring all presidents, congressmen, House representatives, legislatures, all they have to release theirs before they take office.
I like that. You know, if you have nothing to hide, that's what they'd say.
If they're in office, they have, we'll give them 3 months, because they all have their own little private lawyers and tax guys.
Sure.
They must release their returns, and upon them releasing theirs, he will release his.
I like that. I like that. It's fair, it's equitable, and it would involve everybody. Good thinking. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Kathy. Thank you. You like that idea, Tony? Most of the things on the text line say things similar to that, like, oh, good, now we can check, and they list everybody that we talk about on a regular basis.
How about we release a list of all the politicians that have settled sexual lawsuits with taxpayer money?
Good point. It's a good point. What really annoys me is they have put all real work aside to stay with their main mission, that is taking Trump down. This is getting old. It's getting old real fast. Are we to expect the rest of this term, it's nothing but this sort of thing, one investigation after another, and then when he wins again, and I'm saying when he wins again, is it going to be another 2 years after that? Are we to waste those 4 years in American history trying to fulfill a vendetta against the man they don't like for whatever reason, rather than do their jobs like responsible people are supposed to be? I would hope we can get out of this cycle sometime soon, but I don't see it. I don't see it, unless there's some smoking gun we don't know about.
I just cannot believe how scary the times are now. Right now, we can't trust the media. The media is already shown to be liars in what they would do to go after a president. We've never seen a president that's been attacked so much as Donald Trump.
Right from the beginning.
It's absolutely insane. We're really in a trouble spot in our country.
Yeah, we really are, because right now you can make accusations with no backup at all. You just want to say it, you say it, okay? He's involved in a cover-up. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. She didn't say what he was covering up, and hasn't, probably won't. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I think Tony Caligiuri, his last statement here was spot on. I think that we're in trouble. I think that the three institutions of our government are in trouble. I will say this. I think that Mr. Trump could put this to rest. He seems to like the turbulence. He revels in it. And he's been successful to a point. But I think on both sides, I think we have a Congress that's not governing. I think we have a Senate that is not governing. And I think that we have a president right now who's kind of showing a little contempt for the legislative branch of the government. So I think from that standpoint, if we're a constitutional republic, I think for me, I would be more comfortable if Mr. Trump customarily, presidents after their election, they divest themselves from their business interest. They don't give up ownership after their public life is over. They return to where they were. And it had a little bit of a limit on it, but all the way back to Richard Nixon, I can remember seeing a newscast saying that the president and the first lady made this amount of money. And he doesn't want that at all. And if I were a private citizen, I would say it's none of your goddamn business, right?
Well, before he took office, he placed, I don't know the exact term, the running of the Trump empire into his son. So he allegedly has, and I don't know if I'm not sitting next to him all day, he allegedly has no active involvement with what's going on in his business. You couldn't really expect somebody to give up their business because many people spent their lives building it up and want public service. If they're legitimate people, they should be able to get it without being crucified. I mean, I still don't know why they hate Donald Trump so much. Is it his personality? Is it the fact that he's taking a different route than prior presidents? Yeah, Tony.
It's because he's going to end their gravy train.
Yeah, they're part of the swamp, and they know it. Right, Dan?
Well, I think we're in trouble. I don't want to be, I'm going to try to be apolitical because I'm an American.
Can we look at your tax return, Dan? I think it's important we know that.
Well, in my role as a private citizen, Sandy, as much as I like you, it's none of your darn...
That's absolutely right. You have the right answer.
Okay, but we have some customs that had been followed up to Mr. Trump, and I think, being fair, you could say that certainly he is more of an unconventional presidential person than we have ever experienced. Having said that, I wish, and this is what I believe, and that doesn't mean that it's true, I think once you are president of the United States of America, your political affiliation kind of stops at the door when you're sitting behind that desk and you govern the whole country, no matter whom they are.
Everybody wants to please the president if they can or get them if they can. There's no middle ground here, but I don't think he's been given a fair shot. Keep in mind that before he even took the oath of office, before that even happened, they were talking about impeaching him. Now, I don't know how you take something away from somebody that they haven't received yet, but that's what they were talking about. So there's no question that they were going to do this right from the beginning. And I don't think they're doing their job when they're doing this.
Well, I think that we as Americans are suffering. There is no governance right now. And I think it's been toxic for longer than just Mr. Trump. I think that the Obama 8 years were turbulent. And George Bush Jr., I think that it really, the toxicity really started then after Bill Clinton. And it didn't become that I was a Democrat who wanted to be a public servant. It didn't. It stopped being Republican. Listen, Ronald Reagan believed in what he was doing, and he thought that he was doing the best for the whole country. And I think over the last 30 years, we have lost that. I'm not saying that Ronald Reagan was correct in everything that he done. I'm saying that he truly believed everything that he did do was for the betterment of everybody in the United States of America. And we no longer have that. And I think that it's dangerous, Sandy. I think in my lifetime, and I'm an old man, so that means it's right around the corner for the young people. We're having a pseudo civil war here.
I don't like the way it's headed. Tony wants to comment.
Until we put an end to putting the party first and start putting the country first, we're going nowhere.
Yep.
I have to agree. And Tony, please, you're younger than I am and you have small children. You have to listen to what you just said there, the impact of what you're saying. If we do not all learn how to get along, not to paraphrase Rodney King, okay, the outcome is not livable. You took a look at California, Sandy. You were there.
Yep.
In poor shape. Yeah, it's in poor shape. If you went to New York City because of the age of the infrastructure and the lack of keeping up with the maintenance to that infrastructure, it's in poor shape. America needs to stop being Democrat and Republican. They need to be Americans. Everybody, and I'm a Democrat, so I hope the Democrats listen. Get off your ass in Congress and do your job. Do your job. The electorate will decide whether or not Mr. Trump stays. And we need to preserve the institutions, the three branches of government, the legislative branch. My God, we almost destroyed it with confirming a Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, that was a debacle and a half, and it was shameful moments. Thank heaven it ended right. Well, Dan, I think we've got some more things that we can talk about and some more commonalities, so thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, when I was in California, it's, you know, just there as a tourist, somebody on vacation, you have certain thoughts in your head by what goes on in the national news and what you hear about. And now you're looking at it. Did not see a ton of where we were anyway. I did not see a ton of homeless people. I did see some blight. L.A. was very disappointing. L.A. itself. I assume if you live in the suburbs, but like we were, for instance, rooms were in Beverly Hills. So, I mean, that's, you know, you're not slumming there. That was very nice. But generally, when we took an extensive, I think it was a 4 or 5 hour tour of L.A., very disappointing. And this is one of their jewels. And they and us are, I think, in the same mindset with me. We've got de Blasio, and they've got their version of it. We've got Cuomo, and they've got their version of it. But you'll notice one thing we have in common. It's that we're not really thriving like we should as states because they're burdened with all of these programs and things they have to commit their resources to instead of getting it straight. And they do not seem willing to just simply enforce the law. If you enforce the immigration laws, our problems would be over tomorrow. But they won't. And when you have sanctuary cities and you have sanctuary states, and ridiculous. And it's not good for America. We'll be back after this. Yes, I heard Pat Burke being interviewed today while I was having my breakfast. And that naturally made my day because I knew there'd be something there for a talk show. He is very pleased that the legislators of New York State have sent to Andrew Cuomo a bill that when he signs it will become a law, which will allow New York State to share Donald Trump's tax revenue information going through his tax forms for many years to congressional committees. Now, the bottom line is, why is this being done? It's all political. And I think it's really highlighted by the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, has said he would not comply with a congressional subpoena seeking 6 years of Trump's tax returns, in part because the request, and this is the key, lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Now, that's very important, a legitimate legislative purpose. I want to know from clowns like Pat Burke what the legitimate legislative purpose is to allow the committees to look at the state tax returns of one of your citizens.
Pat can't even spell that, Sandy.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. We're getting, we have all this concern about privacy. Privacy this, privacy that. But the bottom line is, when the people that make the laws decide to do something, what do? The best we can do is vote them out of office under conventional means. So I'm getting tired of it, and I think a lot of you are too. I'd like to know, first of all, if you think New York did the right thing by doing that. Now, they did not mention Trump specifically in this law, and there's a good reason, because you can't do that. You can't have a law designed to only be involved with one human being, okay? Now, I love this. I love this text. Oh, it's already scrolled, but basically I can find it. I know. It says that they're very happy that they pass this bill, and they hope it becomes law. You know why? You know who lives in New York State?
Hillary.
Hillary and Bill. How about that? They live in New York State, too. And I wonder if we should suddenly check all their taxes and all their financial doings. I think it would be interesting.
Especially if it's linked to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, that's what was in the text. We might be able to learn that, and that would be very beneficial. When this passes, Barr can get, it says, all of Clinton's state tax information on the Clinton Foundation and other dealings. So be careful what you ask for, New York State.
And you think about this, Sandy. You look at all the tactics that the left has been trying. It's all blowing up in their face.
Yeah, they're not gaining any traction with it. Let's see. I agree with Dan. Our Congress needs to step up and do their job, the job they were elected to do. As a voter, I'm sick and tired of this crap, and I think most of us are. Let us think about where we should go next. Okay, let's go to John in Toronto. John, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. What's going on in Toronto? What's on your mind?
Well, it's a rainy day here, like usual. But
here, too.
Yeah. Maybe the summer will come someday. I don't know. But, what I was thinking is you were mentioning the privacy. I'm a big privacy advocate, except the president can't expect the same amount of privacy as a regular citizen because of the importance of his job. So what the disclosures, why the disclosures would be necessary is to figure out, just to make sure that he's not beholden, owing money to someone that you don't want him to owe money to. And also his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, former, said that at times he inflated the value of his assets to get bank loans, and then he deflated the value of his assets to save on taxes. So it's the job of Congress as oversight of the executive branch just to check this out. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there.
Well, I agree with that. But first of all, there are when you're assessing something, these are estimates. They're not all hard, cold numbers. And so you make an assessment based on the best value it has for you. So that doesn't surprise me that much, because I think that this is all political. It's not about anything illegal, because think about it. He gets audited practically every year, which means that anything he turns over to Congress has already been picked over by the Internal Revenue Service. So they can't reasonably expect to find some kind of fraud in his return. So why else are they doing it? Political.
He says he's been audited, but no one knows that.
But nobody's denying it either. In other words, I thought, the President of the United States, there were certain expectations. But why are you less of a citizen? Why do you have less protection from the government than you would as a private citizen? Something's wrong with that.
Because in many ways, you're more of a citizen when you're president as well. You have the power to exonerate people. You have the power to, when whatever comes out of your mouth becomes policy. So that's why the oversight of, you got to make sure that whoever it is, not just this president, but whoever it is completely on the up and up, and doesn't have any chance of being bribed.
Of compromising the position of the president. I understand that. Hey, thanks, John. Always good to talk to our friends in Toronto. We're back after this. And we are back with Beach & Company. Yes, the Secretary of the Treasury says that he is not going to comply because the questions asked lack a legitimate legislative purpose. In other words, turning over the federal returns lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. So I would certainly challenge the state legislators, including the absolutely clueless Pat Burke, what kind of legitimate legislative purpose we have in New York that they don't have nationally. What are we, something special? And remember, this could open up a whole can of beans, and it might be worth it, actually, because the Clintons live here, and I'm sure lots and lots of people would be a little nervous once this does become law, and it will once the governor signs it. Okay, Mr. Joseph Beamer, give us a Facebook, if you would.
Taylor says, talk about abuse of power. The president? No, it looks like the abuse is coming from New York State. Why don't they spend the money and time to focus on what they were elected to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. Meanwhile, think about it like that. Think of the absurdity of someone's stature like Pat Burke getting involved with a presidential release of tax records. There's no connection there at all, except he happens to be an office holder, and shame on us. But the bottom line is, if the Secretary of the Treasury said that the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. And what the hell do we have here in New York? We have even less of a need than they have in the feds. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry in East Aurora, you're on WBEN. Hello, Jerry.
I'm going to sound a little crazy, but I don't believe for 1 second that Cuomo's going to sign it.
You don't?
I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'd be surprised. Go ahead.
9% of the time. Number one, he's got an eye on a bigger prize. And remember, he's Mario's son, okay?
Yeah.
Mario always knew when to side on the side of justice and righteousness and get a lot of the voters to switch his way. If he wants to be a president, he's got to appear presidential and fair. He won't appear fair. Not only that, number two, he opens up a big can of worms for himself and every other politician. But more importantly, from a sense of, you know, national security, have you ever known things that get to the Democrats not to leak? Let's say that they're really careful, but a foreign government gets in contact with this information that's now being spread among several people that none of them can have a Hillary server in their closet or anything like that. Or now they do have leverage against us in a national security sense. We're going to release this unless you do this, President Trump. And, you know, if there is something there, and I don't even believe there's anything there anyway.
But no, nor do I. Well, if you're right, I will be totally shocked because it would position him as being favorable to Donald Trump, which he definitely doesn't want. So we will see where that would go. But I liked your thought on the subject. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much. Tony, what do you think? Jerry thinks he does not think that Andrew Cuomo is going to sign it to make it a law.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good point there.
He does have a good point, sure.
But I got to believe he's going to.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
I think right now, when you look at liberals, you look at the Democrats, they're mad, crazy.
They're desperate.
They are desperate, and they're swinging haymakers like crazy. Remember what we talk about when we talk about boxing? What's the one type of boxer that boxers fear?
The
unorthodox
fighter.
Yeah,
the one that doesn't fight the way you expect them to fight.
Right, and that's
same
Donald
with poker
Trump.
And everything else.
So they don't know how to handle this.
They really don't. And Beamer, do you think the governor is going to sign this or not?
I do. I'd like to agree with Jerry. Maybe Cuomo has, you know, but Cuomo wants to go get after Trump worse than anybody out there.
Yeah, they're not pals. They don't go camping on the weekends together. So I think he'll sign it. But Jerry brought up good points. But remember this: when he signs it, it is applicable not to just to Donald Trump because he couldn't do that legally. So can you imagine other bigwig politicians now quaking in their boots, thinking, "Well, what happens now when I have to release my tax information?"
Maybe he will get a note from the Clinton saying, "Hey, Gov, you know, Mike, do us a solid here.
Yeah, roll
Don't
back.
Sign it."
Yeah. Because I think if the federal view of this lacks a legitimate legislative purpose, then surely the state view. Would you see that lightning? The state view would be even less of a legitimate purpose. Wow, you think it's Cuomo? Something I said? Right after I talked about Cuomo, lightning strikes.
Will you protect us during the break?
I will. Here, huddle under Daddy's tent.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, we're supposed to get some weather, and we're getting a look at it right now. We're in Amherst, and we'll keep you informed of that.
Good, because I was getting worried about that drought that we've been experiencing.
You know, I understood that while we're on vacation, it rained here.
That's all it did.
Yeah, people kept sending us texts and things like that. It's raining. Look at it now. It looks like it's just about hitting over my right shoulder here in Amherst. We'll keep you informed. Mr. Beamer, one more before the break.
Yes, we will go with Dominic, who says, passing a bill to specifically target one individual, classy, shows there are no ethics among state Democrats. All that matters is going after Trump.
Well, the bill does not mention Donald Trump simply because it can't. You cannot legislate a law that affects one person. Okay, we know that. Even though I didn't go to law school, I do know that. But the bottom line is that opens the door. Next thing, if I'm Republican chairman, I'm saying, New York, I would like to see the tax records of who lives there? Hillary something, help me with this. Hillary Clinton and her husband. Did he claim the dry cleaner's slip as a workmanship expense? I'm not really sure.
Does she write off the Chardonnay?
Exactly, of tramping in the woods, or a tramp in the woods, depending on how you want to position it. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 as we look at some rain over our shoulders.
But Congress doesn't just have the right to give oversight of the executive branch. It's one of its major functions. And the fact that it's being stymied by the executive branch should be a major concern for all of us. So, you know, when we're talking about priorities, you know, the safety of our citizens, of our troops, of the people, everyone in this country, I couldn't think of anything that is a greater priority for us. And to find out whether we have, the highest office holder in the land who has major discretion over the lives of every American, whether they are conflicted, whether, you know, they have entanglements that could affect their decision-making.
Just a reminder, we have a smoking deal for you. Get tickets for Buffalo Cigars, Spirits, and Stogies Festival for just $35. You'll save $10 on your Spirits and Stogies ticket. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. We're asking whether it's the right thing to do or not. They have passed it. The state legislature has passed it. It is sitting on the governor's desk. If he signs it, it will be law, allowing federal committees to access state tax forms. First of all, I don't see why the president should be less of a citizen, receive less benefits than the average citizen. I didn't even know that was legal to do that. Short of it appearing in some criminal proceeding. And apparently that's what Pat Burke and his crowd think, that they've done a great job. But I really take the task. He probably mentioned the troops, how the troops are going to be safer because of this bill. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's like somebody whispered in his ear, and I wish somebody would whisper in his ear not to make dumb statements. But the bottom line is, I don't think the troops are going to feel any safer because his tax information has been released. But he kept hammering it and hammering it. I had enough.
Maybe he should ask Hillary about Benghazi if he's so concerned about troops.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Mary. Mary is next in Lancaster. You're on WBN, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello.
Sandy, I told your screener, I agree with you wholeheartedly. What the other legislators should do. I mean, I'm so sick of these kowtowing little sheep that are standing behind. People like him can open their big mouths and say something stupid like this.
Yeah, and he inserts himself into a presidential debate. He's a tin horn politician.
Exactly. Now, this is up to his fellow legislators to just say, what the hell are you talking about? What has this got to do with New York? The governor was just in New York for this flood control. The president had walked out on a meeting. They were going to be discussing infrastructure. The country is crumbling. All these states are suffering from natural disasters. And all this is going to be held up because they're going to be looking at his tax returns. Who is going to tell that to the people in California?
And keep this in mind here. This is the fatal blow on this.
Right.
For what reason, we have no idea. But one thing we do know is even if it gets passed, even if the president gets impeached, he is not going to be removed from office because of the Senate count. So they know they're not going to remove him. I think they're doing this just so that they can say that they impeached him.
What they're doing is delaying. I think this is a perfect tool for anybody that's running for election now, for any public office, to show Schumer and all these Democrats and anti-Trumpers.
So you got Gillibrand out on the campaign stump with no chance at all to go very far in this race. She's not doing her job.
Right.
Schumer's involved with Nancy Pelosi talking about impeachment or non-impeachment. So who in the hell's minding the store?
That's the point. How is this serving the country? The people, ask that to the people, the legislators in those states that are being, you know, affected by all this horrible, you know, natural disasters, and they need aid. They need infrastructure redevelopment and everything else. And those are the people that should be up in arms and say, demand that those people just shut up and put this aside. They're delaying his presidency. That's all it is delay, 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 and nothing is being done. The country is suffering because of that.
Keep in mind, the Treasury Secretary said, I'm not going to comply because it lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. And I would say that is in spades for the state. We have no legitimate legislative purpose to release his tax returns.
Right. And what has this got to do? This is like Cuomo should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, they're beyond shame. But I think most people understand that when you become a politician, with few exceptions, of course, there's no shame involved there.
Crying the blues about this, you know, demanding all this work on these people that are being flooded out, the water levels, instead of demanding legislation and for restructuring and rebuilding. I think the people in those areas, anybody that's affected in the whole state, what does the New York State, we're delaying national protection. This is protection. If Burke wants to worry about troops, what about if there's a natural disaster, the National Guard has to be called?
Well, he uses the term troops simply because he knows that there's a great affection, a great halo effect about the armed forces. So if he can possibly tie it into a benefit for the troops, he'll win over people he normally wouldn't have won over. I think it's cheap, it's sleazy, and it's typical of some New York politicians.
It's a cheap shot because, like you say, the troops, like if there's all, what do? They call in the National Guard. That's going to affect the troops. Somebody should tell him that.
Well, somebody should tell him something.
I know.
Because he doesn't seem to have much rolling around there. Okay, thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. It lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Does that make sense? Yeah. That is the home run that the Treasury Secretary said. He's not going to provide that information. So the feds are refusing to do it. But don't worry. New York State will step up. Hey, can we get our name in the paper and take a cheap shot, too? Let's pass this. Now, I don't know if you've been thinking about who else lives in New York State who would fall under the same jurisdiction. Hillary and Bill. How about that? That could be interesting. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company. News Radio 930 WBN. But first, we have a cash code word. The word is loan. L-O-A-N. In other words, will you like a loan? L-O-A-N, text that to 72881. Thank you. You could win $1,000.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.